Under the proposal, group health plans in Wisconsin couldn't deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. That's similar to what's required now under the Federal Affordable Care Act. But the Affordable Care Act also spells out what coverage should look like what drugs and treatments it should pay for. John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says if those protections are repealed in Congress, state protections for pre-existing conditions won't mean much.
The Assembly bill's mostly window dressing. It won't actually accomplish the goal of protecting people with pre-existing conditions because states would be able to waive the coverage of essential health benefits.
Peacock says if those essential benefits are waived, people could still be stuck without coverage for necessary treatments. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.